Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing WatsonX Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with WatsonX Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies to steal a moment for yourself before the week ahead. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy This. I'm your Kevin Bollock. Is that Kevin Bollock? Is that? Well, to the best of my knowledge, if you carry the 7 and Cujo the 9, it should equal 187th of Stephen King. But I digress. Let's meet our alchemist, shall we? In no particular order, please say hello to Vanessa Ragland. Vanish!
Hey!
Who's your favorite author and why?
Oh! Oh no! Too big of a question.
Yes. One of your favorites.
I don't know.
Say Seinfeld.
Jerry Seinfeld. Well, I've been reading a lot of young adult books, like kids' books again.
Yeah, and, yeah. Accepted.
So there's a book you guys have to read. It. It's called The Wild Robot.
What?
It's a kids' book.
And yet,
but a chapter book. But it's an amazing, amazing book. I have a feeling it's going to be a massive, massive movie at some point, but it's such a beautiful story. I think it's Dave Brown that wrote it. And there's a sequel, Wild Robot Escapes. It's the best.
So, Wild Robot.
Mm-hmm. Check okay. It out, guys. Hot tip. Oh.
Stop the madness and say hello to Craig Kukowski. Kakao, when you were a wee lad, what was the family tradition of when you and your siblings could leave your rooms Christmas morning, race out to the tree to see what Santa had brought in the night?
We would read a chapter of The Wild Robot.
My mom had a lot of guilt about not raising us with religion, so we had to read Jesus's story.
No, you didn't.
On Christmas Eve, we would each open one present on Christmas Eve, and then like
you had to read Jesus's story.
Yeah,
from the Bible,
his autobiography, I guess,
written by Sidney Sheldon.
Yeah,
wow.
I don't know. It was. Well, then it was a totally secular event after that. It's right. Like we got that out of the way.
But in the morning, did everyone just rush out of the room?
Does everyone remember the blood on his hands?
Yeah.
Okay. Go for it.
Yeah, we would sit down and recreate the Last Supper.
Right, of course. Yeah. Scorsese style.
And then we'd listen to Jesus Christ Superstar.
Oh, man.
That's too much Jesus.
And then the rest of the year, not so much.
Yeah, I remember, like, my sisters are younger, so I remember just sleeping as late as I could.
Oh, wow.
At a certain point. I wasn't
let them run out.
I wasn't that excited, you know, because mm-hmm. I was so traumatized by the crucifixion the night before.
Fair enough.
Those who loved him the most turned on him.
Someone wake up James Heaney, because I'm about to introduce him. Jimmy Bojangles, how's about a question like we used to do? Here goes. James, can I call you Kenny Bunkport?
Kenny Bunkport?
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay, good. Thank you. And last, but only when he's making sweet love, the least, is Joey Greer. Let's welcome back Joe Diddley. Do you feel me?
Now I do.
Okay, good. All right, let's get to our first scene. All today's scene suggestions were gathered from your listener emails. If you'd like to submit yours, please write to the podcast at yournamehere@alchemythis.com. That's yournamehere@alchemythis.com. And please, dear Jesus, for Kakowski's sake, write a review of the show, won't you? Take some time. Show us some love, because that's what the show needs to get more support. But man, oh man, could we use your support in order to continue? That's not a threat.
Support like Wildcat Willie, who said you're guaranteed to laugh. Highly recommended for anybody that has an opportunity to listen while working a service job, a robotic job, a job they dislike, or is a commuter.
How many stars?
Four, five, all of the stars that they could give us.
Which is?
Five.
All right.
It took a while to count.
What was that person's name?
Wildcat Willie.
Love you, Wildcat Willie.
Love you, Wildcat.
Our first scene today comes from a listener named Jessica, who wrote, "Hello, I hope you all are as good friends as I imagine you are." Wow, that was very sweet. I love listening to you, and I think it's so funny when Kevin prods the rest of you on by saying, "List," and then insert random number, "list of those," during a skit. I like numbers. I actually love Vanessa's grungy old woman voice. I don't
know what she's talking about.
I don't dare look up pictures of you guys. I like to keep my own images of your spirit animals.
We're all way more attractive than you would think.
And then she lists our spirit animals. Oh. Kevin, father bear in a tuxedo. Craig, deep-voiced squirrel hiding in an air vent pretending to speak as a god.
Uh-huh. Oh. Mm-hmm. That tracks.
So far tracks. Janessa, leather-wearing vampire hunter.
Oh, wow. I won.
Joey, dolphin salesman with Elvis's hair.
Yes, thank you.
And James, shivering seal.
Okay, yeah. Well, yeah, that checks out.
Yeah. He did add one for Chris, tea party cup filled with a kid's air tea. Anybody know what that is?
No.
I don't.
Oh, and it's just like air tea.
Air fake. Tea. Fake. Faking it. And Carla, the girl
next...
He's
an empty cup.
The girl next door, she was an Energizer bunny.
Aww.
That's true. That's true.
I love you all. Nowhere near done, by the way, the end of this missive. I love you all. My boyfriend's nickname is Guppy, and he has long, luxurious hair. And he's easy to remember. The people at our pizza place always make a big deal when they see him, and apparently I'm chopped liver. They always get my order wrong, always get his correct. The final straw was when they made a pizza from scratch for me, and it had no sauce or cheese on it. They gave me burnt bread.
Oh my God. I'd love
to see your interpretation of this scenario. Sorry this message is so long. I'm excited to email you all. I won't be offended if you don't read all of it. And I didn't. I actually cut out about a third. Okay, love you guys. Please don't ever stop talking to each other.
Ooh.
Jessica Green. All right, who's next?
Excuse me. Excuse me. I need to talk to the fucking manager here.
All right. Stand over to the side if you wouldn't mind, sir. We got a long line of customers.
Got a pizza? Okay. I'll stand over here and wait.
All right. Thank you. Yes. Hi. Your next customer. What can I get you?
Remember me?
Oh.
You know what I want.
Oh, right. Oh, you know hey, Jessica. Hey?
Yeah. Oh, Jessnica.
Jessnica.
Yeah.
Got a pizza?
I always find that star to remember. Hold on one second.
You remember my order?
I do, and we're going to jump all over. James?
Okay. Yeah?
When you say a pizza's up, if you could specify what kind of pie, that'd be great, man. You're just saying pizza up.
You got it.
Thanks. Jessnica?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we're going to get you the margarita pizza.
We
got a Christmas
that's
pizza.
That's not my order.
No? Did you have a Christmas pizza?
I didn't have a Christmas pizza. You know me.
Well, right.
I'm in here 3 times a week.
Tell me what your boyfriend looks like. Is he the guy with the hair, the beautiful hair?
Oh, is that guy over here?
Yeah.
The hot guy here?
Apparently not. It's just Jessnica.
Who's
this gal right here.
Hey, are you the guy that cooks the pizzas?
Hey, man, I'm just making pies.
Hey, come back over here.
Suga's not here. He's on a work thing. I was coming alone.
Hot dog pizza.
Okay. Hot dog pizza. Okay, so let me just take your order. Just tell me what you'd like. We do know what you want, but I'd rather just to be make sure it's perfect.
Okay, as long as it's just a game. Just a playful game.
It is just
game.
A game.
If pretzel you pie is up.
Describe what you'd like on your pizza.
I would like the Alabama with a twist.
Alabama with a twist.
Yeah.
Okay, great. What Alabama with a twist?
Does someone need to speak to the manager?
Yeah, I'd like to speak to the manager.
You're
the manager?
I am the manager.
Listen,
Let's introduce ourselves first, like civil humans. I am Kelly Thompson. I'm a single mom. I'm struggling, but I'm doing my best. How about you?
Well, my name is Robert, and I'm a father.
Hey, Robert. Look in my eyes.
Okay.
Well, let's connect.
No, I'm connected. Listen, I have some
You're
awful
a father,
words
huh?
to... I'm a father of 2 kids, and I've got a wife. Mm. It's actually a really good life that I'm living.
Oh, congratulations. I wish I could say the same for me.
You're pulling my heartstrings here.
This is my kid right here.
Oh, wow.
Those teeth are never coming in, we found out.
Really?
Yeah, we just had an x-ray.
All right, well,
no
I'm really
teeth
angry.
In the skull.
Oh, it's really... It's
she lost her
know.
Baby tooth. She says, Mommy, when are the new teeth coming?
None.
They're not coming.
Well, I'm really
Just
sorry.
Let me know what.
Hear...
How, let me know how I can help you out. You got a beautiful, beautiful life.
Well, I bought a. I was having a pizza party for my daughter's birthday.
Lucky girl, you know I never had birthday parties.
Yeah. Well, okay. Well, I'm really sorry to hear that. But
grew up in an orphanage. Hmm?
Look at these pictures here. These are the pictures I've taken of the pizzas. They were all shaped like penises.
Hmm.
This is not an accident. This was on purpose.
You sure they came from this establishment?
I'd look at the pizza box. Where else would it come from? I want to talk to the cook. I want answers.
Okay, you talk to the manager, and I just want to take another moment to look in each other's eyes.
Okay.
I want you to hear me say I'm really sorry about the, you know, provocative shape of those pies.
Uh-huh.
But I want to remind you, you've got a beautiful life, and this is just a blip in the radar, okay?
Well, I'm really angry, though. I feel like this is a personal...
Can we hug before I bring the chef over?
Huh?
Can we hug? It's been a long time since somebody's touched me that wasn't a hit.
Well, I'm a married man. Okay, I'll give you a hug. All right.
Okay, I'm going to get the chef, and you
all
can
right.
ream him out if you need to, you know.
Okay. Well, I just...
They'll reflect on me, and I'll lose my job, but it's if it's worth it to you. Come on over. Tim.
Yeah, what's going on?
Hey, I was here yesterday.
Okay, what's going on?
This is a guy, great guy. He's got a wife and kids. Enough
wow.
money to have birthday parties for the kids.
Wow.
Now you can continue, sir.
He's got a good life.
Really good life.
Man, listen. I just was thinking about my family and how...
Ooh, don't bring it up. It's too sad.
Oh, man. My whole family is made of bread. And there was a huge rainstorm that came over. We were outside picnicking. We didn't think anything of it.
He knows what happens when bread gets wet. You don't have to spell it out for him.
And they got so soppy and so wet and...
Hey, let's just hear his complaint. He's got a... You know, everybody's life is different.
There was a rugby team on the field. They didn't know what it was. And they just smashed them all up. They smooshed and smashed them.
Oh, my God.
And my bread family just... So every day I work here and I work with bread and I think about them and I do it because I just want to be a little closer to my family.
Ooh.
What's going on? How can I help?
Were you the guy cooking the pizzas yesterday?
I'm sorry to interrupt. Have you done any acting, sir? I'm a casting director, and there's a movie shooting in town.
Oh, luck. This luck.
And I just came here to get some pizza, but I saw your face, and you're kind of perfect. Have you ever done any acting?
I mean, I did community theater.
It's not the lead role,
theater.
Obviously, but a couple of days' work, and your face is just perfect what we're looking
really?
For.
Oh.
Yes. Oh. Yes. What's your name?
My name is Robert.
Robert, let me give you my card.
Okay, great. So this is the guy that's going to fuck the horse.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
I don't think I can do this.
I got the horse ready. She's in the mood. We got to move fast.
Right. You know what?
If she won't stay in the mood long, we got to move fast.
Let's go.
I'm a married man. I'm a married man. This is not what was
she's
described
dilated,
to me.
Dilated, pulsing, and puffy. We got to move fast.
Dad, can we just get out of here?
Listen, you know what? We probably shouldn't have brought the kids to set today.
Movie magic. Let's go.
Roll Dad, sound.
Dad, I'm so bored.
Okay, well, here, play
Spade.
This. Play on your iPad and
back it up, Nelly. You're gonna have to move faster. This horse is not gonna stay romantic
alone. You know what?
Alone.
Can I pass on this rule?
Get a hot dog pizza. Oh, hey, I know you.
No, you don't know me. There's no way.
Oh, whatever. Pastrami pizza. Up.
Oh.
Don't look at me like that.
I wasn't looking at you like anything. I saw a similar man fuck a horse in a movie. I didn't know it was a porn horse movie when I went into the theater.
Hey, I didn't know I was going to be starring in a porn horse movie, okay? Everything moves fast in Hollywood.
I just wanted a night off. You know, I bought a ticket to the one rated R movie because I thought I needed a grown-up time in.
Okay, how many?
Just one. It's just a girl's night. A girl night.
Okay, and this is for horsecock?
Yeah, I'll take one for if that's the one.
Okay, just need to warn you.
Uh-huh.
This movie is
you know what? It's I don't want. Just don't warn me. Surprise me. I'll take one for horsecock.
Okay, I'm obligated.
Do you serve alcohol here?
Popcorn?
Do you have any margaritas?
Oh, I wish I wish.
Well, I'm going to go see Horsecock. Have you seen it?
They don't let us watch the movies here.
Oh, that's too bad. I'll report back.
Would you please? Enjoy.
This summer, when the time is right and the mood is good, the only thing that you need is a horse.
Captain, I don't know what the hell we're going to do. There's too many murders on the streets. We got to find this horse. Stat.
That horse has killed too many people with its face.
Oh.
Imagine the damage it could do if its penis got around town.
I can't imagine.
Look, I don't know what the hell you're talking about. I haven't seen a thing.
There's a horse running around town, and it's mad, and it's hard as hell.
All right, I think I can fix this situation. I think I can fix this situation.
Okay. Huh? He's going to fix it. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's right. That's the guy who fucked that male horse.
Obviously.
That's the guy.
No.
In the butthole.
Yo, that's the guy.
It was in the first 10 minutes of the movie.
You know, the truth is that was, it was, sometimes you gotta take some hard rules to.
Marie, this is the guy.
No, please don't bring him over here.
It's definitely the guy from Horsecock.
I'm not looking for celebrity life here.
Didn't you get discovered at this very pizza parlor? I watched the behind the scenes stuff.
Yeah, this is, unfortunately where I got casted. Hey, I guess I had the face of a horse.
If you don't want to get recognized, then don't go to the pizza parlor where you got discovered.
I guess that's a good point.
That horse really took you like a champ.
Honestly, it was me that really had to work. That horse was ready for it. It was, honestly, I think that it had been trained.
I have never watched, you know, a porn horse movie before.
Oh, me neither.
And never since. That was the only time. But I'll tell you what, I stayed for the whole film.
You did?
The storyline was compelling.
Well, that's why I ended up sticking with it. I just, it was hard bringing my family in to see it. It was, but I made them avert their eyes. Wait, you're going to follow the story, sweetheart.
Dad, can we go? I'm bored.
No, I'm about to have my scene.
There's no Wi-Fi for the iPad.
Can I have M&Ms?
Okay, yeah, here are some M&Ms.
Honey, why are you pulling down your pants?
Oh, actually, get the kids earmuffs, eye muffs. But honey, you watch this.
These eye muffs don't fit.
And we actually had to leave the theater. It was embarrassing leaving my own show.
That's too bad.
Oh, you brought your kids.
Well, I mean, it's art.
I see.
Well, and we did avert their eyes.
Hot dog pizza.
And whatever this guy wants, because he did that horse dirty, and I owe him.
It's so hard to end a scene like this when no one wants to leave the party. Scene two comes to us.
It was a male horse?
Sarah.
Yeah, I know. I thought it was a female horse, then it was a male horse.
It doesn't matter. Yeah, honestly, the gender of the horse doesn't matter.
I don't think that's the problem.
I don't think that matters.
You only fuck women horses.
What? I was just trying to cast a movie, and Joey made it about a horse's gut.
I don't know if that's what happened.
Oh, okay. I misunderstood.
Let's roll the footage.
This is the guy who's going to fuck the horse.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. Well, I don't know about you, but, like, I never liked being told, oh, wow, you look so good for your age. Like, why even bother saying that? Why don't you just say you look great at any age, every age? That's what Meaningful Beauty is all about. We create products that make you feel confident in your skin at the age you are now.
Meaningful Beauty. Beautiful skin at every age. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep expert. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
Scene 2 comes from Sarah, who wrote, "Hi, everyone. I admit I resisted your podcast, but Kevin's ads wore me down." Needless, what ads of wearing people down? Needless to say, I love it. It makes me think of the old radio shows a la the Mercury Theater. Wow.
Last segment was worthy of Orson Welles.
Orson Welles is spinning if he could.
Orson Welles.
Mm-hmm. Wait for it. Anyway, I have a scene suggestion for you all. I started a new job as an admissions officer and I'm about to travel on my first international recruiting event. I'd love to get a peek at what to expect being an admissions neophyte as this crazy admissions recruitment season gets started. Thanks and keep the episodes coming. Sarah in Brooklyn. Now, I looked up admissions officer because I was a little confused.
Thank you.
To make sure we all knew. They work for an institution of higher education to recruit new students from a variety of venues.
All right, great. So I got free pins, I got free hats, free shirt, anything you want. And, you know, so like the university itself is, if you take a pin, just hang on for a second.
What's the teacher-student ratio?
The teacher-student ratio right now is we got about, let's say out of 10, if there's 10 teachers.
Is there a ski team?
There can be. If you could start it, no problem. So if there's 10 teachers, there's students out of the 10. If there's 10 teachers.
Students out of the 10?
Well, if there's 10. People.
So no ski team.
Did you talk to the other woman? Because that other woman also was talking about a ski team.
No.
Did she leave? Or?
I'm the only woman here.
All right. Well, if there's 10 teachers.
So no ski team.
Well, you can start it. If you want, you can start. And so there's,
I'm too old for college.
Oh, well, no one's too old for college. So if there's 10. If there's,
oh, no, I couldn't uproot my whole life now.
No, well,
I got a house. I got a family here.
You could take the online courses. There's online courses.
Why do you keep saying if there's 10 teachers? Are there 10 teachers?
Well, there's more than 10. I'm just trying to make it a number that you would understand.
Okay, for every 10 teachers. Usually it's for every one teacher. There's how many students?
Exactly.
But well, do the ratios a little differently there.
Well, I just add a zero. Let's say
every 10 teachers, there's how many students?
Well, let's
how many students per 10 teachers?
So if there's 10 teachers, like there's anywhere between.
Hey, folks, we'll be with you again in just a minute. Larry, can I talk to you for a second?
Yeah.
Do we need more buttons? Are you all right?
Do we need more buttons and more hats?
We don't need more buttons. We need you to calm the fuck down. How about that scenario? Where you just settle down.
Oh, my God.
People have a lot of questions. Yes. You have no answers.
I have. I know what I'm doing here.
All right, let's put you back on the floor. Okay. Go.
Hello.
It's me again.
Hello.
Follow-up question. If I was to go to online university, is it a college or a university? And is it accredited? And for 10 teachers, how many students are there? And are there janitorial staff? Or is that something I'd have to look into?
Well,
online.
Is it accredited? Let's start there. Yes, it is. Okay, we have credits.
You don't even have irises. You just have pupils.
Yep, my eyes have been dilated for a long time. Thank you to McCluskey University. They helped me remove that and focus. So we have accreditation. There are janitors.
Okay, let me help you out with these guys here. It's a great job you're doing over here, Terry.
Do we need more pins?
We got enough
pins.
Ten
teachers, how many students?
I'll answer that.
No,
so
truth is, you've done enough, and I feel like you're losing people here. So let me just show you how this little conversation goes.
What are the most popular majors at McCluskey?
Well, engineering, bioengineering.
Bioengineering?
Handshakes, making mustard.
Really, what? Honestly, you should let me handle this and just follow along like a shadow. Situation.
Do you have a computer sciences program?
Absolutely. It's one of the most prestigious computer science programs.
Oh, that was the other woman that was talking about the ski team.
This is my first time at the booth. I don't ski.
I am so sorry. Just calm down for a second.
I can't ski in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
I can't ski in a wheelchair.
Not with an attitude like that. Let's all...
I'm getting out of here.
Wait. Miss? Listen, you are ruining our chances of having a full staff of students.
You actually can ski in a wheelchair. Should I tell her?
Yeah, take some of these pins. Take some of these pins.
Careful. These pins are sharp. Okay, you just pricked that person's hands all over the place.
I just want everyone to know about McCluskey University or the university.
I half wonder if you're a saboteur from some other school.
I'm not. I love this school.
We're sending you in this weekend.
For what?
What do you think? We got to sink McCluskey.
Aren't they doing that them damn selves?
Have you seen their student to teacher to student ratio?
No.
It's competitive, to say the least. We need you to go in there with the buttons.
Oh, shit.
With the oh, you set your shirt on fire.
Oh, shit.
You set your shirt on fire. Troy! Troy!
But nonetheless, I have a feeling that you're trying to lose people because they are leaving here like we've got a C food grading in a restaurant.
No, I wouldn't do
Pardon
that.
Pardon me.
Okay. Yes?
Hi.
How'd you go to college here?
Oh, that's a...
If you can't pass your SAT, can you still go to college here?
Well, with an application and...
I'm taking the SAT 10 times, but I don't test well.
Yeah, we'll take you.
Okay.
Yes, you're in.
Wait.
Thank you.
Well, we're going to have some paperwork.
I'm going to need financial aid.
That's fine. That's fine.
All right, agent, let me talk you through your gear here. So you're going to have hats, pins, brochures. But look at the pin, open it up. It's it'll prick them with a small amount of a lethal device, which will put them under.
You're talking about nanotechnology.
I'm talking about nanotechnology.
So we're going to prick a student, and those nanobots are going to go into their body and start eating away at their bone structure. Is that what you're telling
me?
Reggie, can we go over the list of just a little inventory, if you don't mind?
Yeah,
just some of the items that you'll be providing to the agent.
We got hats, we got pins, right. We got brochures.
So if I may, you list them very quickly. The hats, for example. Are you quite certain what the hats can do for the agent?
Yeah. You know, like Blofeld's hat.
Right.
you mean toss
when our job tossed the hat and it
That's what
off.
I mean, our job, yeah.
I hate to interrupt, guys, but you're saying you're going to be giving other people deadly weapons?
No.
The agent is going to be handing out deadly weapons?
That is a thing.
Ideally, no. These are at the booth with the agent, so he can fend
get your
off.
Hats, get your pins, I'll get
take
your brochures.
One, thank you.
Yes, take a couple.
That's great,
take
thank you.
I like a few of these hats.
Yes, please take them.
You are going way over budget. You need to have conversations with these people before you start giving free things away.
Why aren't you giving things away?
Huh?
Did you give things away?
I gave most of it. We need more pins.
I'd like a pin.
Just wait a second. You know what? You know,
here, let's just take that pin
bucks.
Off of your shirt.
We'll get no, you pricked me. Oh, shit, you pricked me.
You can have
oh,
this
fuck,
pin.
Oh, fuck, you pricked me. Oh,
why
fuck,
not?
You pricked me. Oh, fuck. I need a recall. I need an evac now.
Who are you talking to?
Shut the fuck up. Oh, shit. Nanobots are going to eat my bones. Oh, fuck.
What are you doing?
Oh, fuck. Just shut the fuck up, you idiot. You dumb idiot.
Why not? What's happening?
I'm not sure. Maybe
nanobots?
We should...
Are going to eat his bones?
Foaming pink out the mouth.
He's a little pile.
Oh my god.
He's just a little pile of his shoes under it.
Well, this doesn't usually
it
happen at the school.
It didn't melt his shoes.
Well, those
That's
are very
weird.
Nice shoes. I'm going to have to close the booth for a minute, but if you want, you can go on to the online registration and get any information.
I'm too old to go to college.
Step up to Tim's University and sign up for a $75,000 scholarship. Who can I help? Anybody at all? Tim's University.
Hey, Tim, I'm sorry to do this, but we're gonna have to shutter the booth.
What? Why?
Well, it's just you.
Right.
Yeah. You're an eccentric billionaire giving people $75,000 to come hang out at your mansion and teach them what I imagine is, what from the brochure looks like, fencing,
right.
Swimming.
It's great that you understood the breakdown of the brochure. I don't understand what the problem is. Well, and who are you again that you can shutter my booth?
I'm Tom Harmer.
Right.
I'm the gentleman who's running the convention space.
Mr. Harmer, this is the booth. You want me to shutter?
Yeah. So...
This has already been decided, it looks like.
Yes, sir. Yes.
I can't defend myself.
No,
I can't
sir.
Explain why I'm doing what I'm
you
doing.
You could bring him to court.
What the hell are you doing?
Sorry. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have mentioned the loophole.
Of course he's going to win.
Mr. Hammer, I'm from McCluskey University.
Look, I'm going through a lot right now.
My aid just melted. If you could send a...
I can't deal. I got to find a lawyer.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said the court thing.
He's a billionaire. He's going to drown me.
Maybe you want to come to the university. Would you like to teach a course?
God damn it.
Starting salary, $600,000 a year.
Seriously.
Really? You could bring your own assistant. She starts at $200,000.
Wow, this is a great teacher-student ratio. It's just me and you?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm,
so 1-to-1.
Yes.
Or 10-to-10.
If you had a zero.
I'd also like to think of myself as part of the ratio. I'm his assistant.
Oh, wow. So 2-to-1.
Yeah. So we're really just getting in.
Okay. Can we get through this? Because I have fencing in 10 minutes.
Yeah. You know what? Let's just call it. Let's just say today was just the meet and greet. I gave you the syllabus, right? So,
I'm all dressed in my fencing gear. Am I not needed anymore to help teach?
No. This isn't fencing. This is construction with the mind. So we teach you how to build objects in your head, and then if you want to do that.
Okay. So that shot you administered to me, that was the syllabus?
Yes. So inside there are floating small pieces of paper. And
oh, so they're in my bloodstream now. Okay.
So you should innately know the schedule. Okay.
Okay. Are these Autobots or what are they?
No, it's nanotechnology.
Okay. Just floating pieces of paper
will be assembled in your mind in time.
Mm-hmm. Hi, why have you come into us today? We got your medical information that we need, but what are the symptoms that you're feeling?
First of all, I'm thinking about paper a lot.
Mm-hmm. I mean, more than normal.
Way more than normal.
Okay. So, prior to this, how often would you think about paper?
Rarely. Rarely would I consciously think about it. Like, occasionally, if like I ran out.
Hey, babe, what you thinking about?
Paper.
Again? I think you need to talk to somebody.
No, I'm not going to go to the doctor.
You need to go to the doctor. You never go to the doctor.
All right. I guess it is time for a checkup. Paper.
Stop.
What?
Stop saying that.
What did I say?
You're freaking me out.
Legal pad.
I love you. Oh,
what?
Call the doctor.
Okay.
Okay.
So my wife made me go.
Right. And we thank her for that. Well, I tell you what, we're going to take a little blood.
Okay.
And we'll just run some tests.
I've never seen a fucking report like this. I mean, these are blood samples, but it's.
What are you saying?
It's construction paper. What is construction paper? The blood is construction paper.
Well, that's hilarious. But seriously, what are you saying?
I don't make jokes.
No, you don't.
The blood is construction paper.
You're saying you're seeing construction paper within the blood.
No, the blood is construction paper.
I'm sorry. The
look at this. Look, I'm going to open. Look at this. That should be pouring out there. No, I had to unfold it. That is blood.
That is odd.
That's his blood.
Are you sure you didn't switch samples of some kind and someone gave you a vial full of construction paper?
Oopsie poopsie, that's what happened. No, this is blood. That's construction paper.
Okay, then fine with this being possible.
Okay, so the diagnosis is?
Well, it's tricky. It's one we've not seen before. It's no surprise to us why you've been thinking about paper more than usual. It seems someone injected you with paper.
You know what?
Is that possible?
I left this off my medical history, but like 2 weeks ago, I was attending a college at a eccentric billionaire's house because I wanted to study fencing and swimming. But
Tim's?
Then I sat in
Tim's University?
Yeah, Tim's University.
I've always wanted to know. I see the commercials all the time.
I know. They're great commercials. The budget on those commercials.
Do you like to swim?
Uh-huh.
Do you love to fence?
Uh-huh.
Are you looking for an accredited university with an amazing ratio?
Uh-huh.
Call now.
I'm Tim.
That's crazy. Do you see the guy from Horsecock in that commercial? Did you see that?
Hey, man, why were you just talking back to the TV when the commercial was on?
Oh,
like
shit,
you were
was
just
I?
Answering like those were real questions.
Well, they're a question, dude. It's fucking real.
Right?
Yeah.
Who would go to this guy's university anyway? That's what I don't understand.
You get $75,000 if you sign up. What do you mean?
Wait a second. What?
Yeah.
Show me.
It's a Ponzi scheme.
Hey, are you guys smoking weed in your dorm?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to smoke weed
we
in the
know,
dorm.
We know, Samson. So what?
Open the door.
Why?
Because you're in big trouble.
Well, we've already told you we're smoking weed. What do you want from inside?
Is that your RA?
Yeah.
Go fuck a horse.
Hey, guys. I'm not happy about it. You guys better stop smoking that weed.
Okay, we're stopping now.
Jesus. What the hell?
It's so funny.
That's crazy. Yeah, it's a Ponzi scheme, dude. I wouldn't do it.
I want to. Let's go online just for a goof. Sign up and get out of here and go to Tim's University.
As a goof,
Ponzi
I'm down.
Ponzi those kind of fish?
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Hell yeah.
So there'd be fish. What else?
Well, they fencing, just said swimming, swimming and fencing.
Yeah, the commercial you were talking to. Had fishing, fencing.
And she said that I get a suit.
A suit.
She didn't say that.
I'm pretty sure.
Let's pull it up online. Tim's University. Okay, here we go. Fencing, yeah. Blood transfusions. What's that about?
Babe, they gave me 1 week.
Wait, boop. What do you mean?
Paper.
Boop.
Well, it's still happening.
Well, I know. They can't do anything about it.
Oh.
They tried to get in with scissors, but...
Here, here, have this.
Paper?
Glue.
What?
Drink the glue.
Drink the glue.
I don't know what I'm doing.
No, anything.
It's just sort of my intuition.
Paper.
Oh, paper. I miss you. Come back. Come back. Paper. Are you even in there?
Glue.
What?
Glue.
I need a doctor.
Glue.
I need a doctor.
Paper, glue.
Oh, hello?
Construction.
Hello?
You're probably wondering why you're here. Let me introduce you to the other two people in the room, Paper. This gentleman across from you was a happy family man living in Pittsburgh. And then we injected him with small, tiny scissors. Meat. Scissors.
Oh, no. This guy can kick my ass.
Snip, 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 snip.
This gentleman on your left, of course, you can clearly see has been turned into a rock.
Oh, I'm not scared of that guy at all.
Would you like to play a game?
Let's play a game, shall we?
Kill me. I'm afraid I can't quite
get... We work for an eccentric billionaire. He's in the mood for a little schoolyard fun.
That's right.
That's where you enter the picture.
Who do you want to play, like Settlers of Catan or something like that? Or?
Close.
Okay.
Not really that close, Dorf.
No, it was being friendly.
Oh, well, it's not close.
Kill me.
Too dry. Rock's not happy. I don't know if you noticed. Scissors, stop banging on rock. It's not going to happen. Paper.
Paper.
Yes. Now, to compete... My assistant and I...
I'm not the assistant.
We'll play... My wife, I love to call her my assistant.
Please.
We'll play Rochambeau. Are you familiar with this game?
No.
No.
Well, watch.
Rochambeau. Paper, scissors.
Oh.
Two scissors.
Didn't sound like you're on the same page about that.
You guys got a lot of scissoring going on over there.
We didn't make enough scissors.
Let's try it again.
Rochambeau.
Oh. You have paper, I have rock. See, she wins.
Wait, would you go on go or on the last word?
We do it at this point is we go on
one, two, three,
go.
On three or
but
show.
Some people,
so it is go?
But we don't say go. Some people say shoot, some people do it, but we just go.
Rock, you have a lot of questions.
Kill me.
Right, but why? Are you in some sort of pain?
All my organs are stone.
We work for an eccentric billionaire who's in the mood to play a little game.
I know. Hey, are you guys looking up Tim's University in there? You're not supposed to go out on the etranet.
On the etranet?
Sounds like your dick is stuck in a horse.
Hey, let me in there. Let me in there, you pot smokers.
Hey, what's going on, Samson?
Hey, you guys aren't supposed to be using the free Wi-Fi to go on to other universities'
webpages. What's
web
the point
pages?
Of free Wi-Fi if we're not supposed to use it?
You can check your email, you can do a lot of stuff, but this... like,
what do you mean we can't look at other universities' web pages?
If we're paying for
what
your...
What is this?
This isn't a restricted internet, man.
Are Third we in Reich? China? Or is it China?
It's yeah, North China. Korea. China,
it's
North Korea.
Korea. Listen,
I'm sorry,
you guys don't
want
to go to Tim's University anyways. It's nothing but trouble there. You don't get a real degree. You don't get a real education.
How do you know?
Yeah.
My dad went there.
What happened?
Well, we haven't seen him since. He used to be a pretty sharp guy, but...
Did
he
learn
how
to
fence? Maybe he just
left you. Huh?
He might have just left you.
No.
Did he learn how to fence?
No, he didn't.
Oh, wow.
He turned to stone.
What?
It's true, but...
What do you mean he turned to stone?
Well... The last we heard is he said all of his organs were turning
like
stone.
Like granite, or?
I think it was just regular old stone.
Like a rock.
Yeah, like what's a normal stone? Like what?
Probably
I feel like
quartz.
Granite is a good. No, quartz is a crystal.
Yeah. It's still a stone, but it's not like.
Right. It's more like, it's like a rock or a mineral.
It's like a boulder. This university sucks. Why don't we know this shit?
This is a good university.
Like, I didn't know between China and Korea.
Yeah, this sucks. This university blows.
It's because we can't use the internet in the ways we want to.
McCluskey University sucks.
How are we supposed to learn if we can't use the internet?
Hey, guys, I just got on the ski team.
Oh, that's awesome.
And thank you, Sarah in Brooklyn.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. When Dr. Sabah and I decided to do a skincare line together, he said to me, "We are going to give women meaningful beauty." And I said, "That's exactly right. We want to give women meaningful beauty, which means each and every product is meaningful. It has a reason to exist. It's efficacious. You're going to get results. And then you just go out and live your life."
Meaningful Beauty. Confidence is beautiful. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
Our final scene of the day comes from Samuel, who wrote, "You guys make my normal day-to-day job making drugs in a lab a lot more enjoyable.
A meth lab?"
Now for the suggestion. A man with short-term memory loss issue is trying to buy mouse traps from a salesperson who also has a short-term memory loss issue. Okay. P.S. Keep up the great work. Don't listen to what others are saying, James. That shirt doesn't look bad at all on you.
Oh, thank you.
Now, Samuel, so perceptive.
Yeah, so these are all for big rats, little rats, tiny rats.
These are rat traps or mouse traps? I was looking for mouse traps.
Right. Yeah, these are rat traps. These are for big rats, little rats.
I'm sorry, I was looking for mouse traps.
Right.
I don't think nobody should be trapping either of them. Nobody asked me what I think, I guess.
No one did.
I guess I'll just stay in my corner then, Snoofa, Todd.
Snoofa, hang out by the fucking mops or whatever.
No, okay? Yeah, I'll just hang out by the fucking mops, Todd.
All right, yeah. So you were looking for rat traps?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we got anything you want here from, you know, big rats, little rats, tiny rats, micey rats, you know.
Sorry, do you work here?
I do.
I'm looking for rat traps.
Okay, yeah. We got little rats, tiny rats. I'm sorry.
Y'all know that rats have pretty advanced societies, matriarchies.
Yeah, we know that.
Okay, you want to kill them? Well, you know rats dress their babies up in outfits?
Yeah, I knew that.
You want to kill them?
Well, I mean, I have kind of an infestation at my...
What is it?
Huh?
You said you have an infestation?
Oh, my God, where?
I don't know. Where do you live?
Where do I live?
Yeah.
One man's infestation, another man's family. You know, a man rat will carry around a small, tiny, little, twiggly piece of paper as a wedding band for his entire life. He will marry up to 3 women, but he will be faithful to them.
And with her best-selling book, Rat, The History of Man and How It Connects, Snoofa Long.
Woo! Snoof it up! That's a little much. Turn it down a notch, okay.
Now, your fascination with rats goes far beyond.
Sorry, is my tongue sticking out?
It is.
This got too relaxed.
It's all right. It looks like it's inflamed. Looks like it's
no, that's the normal size, but okay. I cannot get it back into my mouth. It feels heavy.
Yeah, it looks like it's inflamed for some reason.
It's not inflamed. I just can't get the dang thing back in my mouth.
Right, your tongue should fit normally in your mouth.
But the thing is, I got stuck in a rat trap, and then I took some medicine, and I couldn't get the dang thing back in my mouth. And I thought, oh no, I got the big interview today. Bad timing.
Kevin, I don't... Just read the book, and we'll handle this goddamn mouse thing, rat thing, whatever the fuck it is. Our whole apartment complex is infested.
I keep trying to read the book, and I'm not retaining anything.
But Kevin, I don't understand what you want to do, but you're making me make a choice, and that is to leave.
Don't leave. I love you.
I love you, Kevin, but I can't live here.
What's wrong with it?
It's infested with rats.
Oh my God, really?
Oh, don't fuck with me, Kevin.
I'm not fucking with you.
Kevin, please. Oh, you know what?
Well, there's gotta be some kind of book or something that'll
Snoof along. You know what? I'm living with my mom. I'm gonna go with my mom. I'm sorry. I cannot be here, Kevin. I cannot do this. I can't.
Who are you again?
Oh my God.
What happened? Why did you leave?
Well, he just... Thank you for the tea. It's just like he just...
I told you he's a piece of shit.
Dad, stop.
James.
It's he just doesn't... He just doesn't listen or something.
What do you mean or something?
I don't know. He just like...
Maybe that something is sex. What? Are you providing him enough happiness?
Oh my God, Mom!
We've talked about this.
Yes, we have, and it's not like that. I don't have to just have sex with him so he likes me, okay?
Do you do it, Dirty Sanchez?
Mama! Oh my God!
Sweetheart!
Oh my God!
Not while I'm in the room. You should have these discussions with your daughter when I'm not here.
I have had these discussions.
And you didn't get it?
Dad? No.
I'm sorry. This isn't a conversation we should have.
It's ring, none ring, of our... ring, ring.
Uh-oh, there's what's someone him? At the door.
Yeah. I don't know if I should answer it.
Well, maybe I should.
Wait, is it a door?
It.
The
ring,
door?
Ring, ring, ring.
It's the door phone. Let me answer it.
Phone ring.
Right. It's Kevin. Hello? Oh, hello?
Babe, it's Kevin.
Hey.
I'm outside.
I don't want to talk to you
I'm
right now.
I'm knocking on the door right now.
I don't want to talk to you right now.
I'm going
to
get the door.
No,
I'm
going to
get
the door. Dad.
Oh, Kevin.
Hi.
Yes? Yes. What do you want?
Why are you here?
What?
What are you here for?
Why are you here?
Me? This is my house.
I have this rat book.
Okay.
I don't know how I got it. But I have a sales receipt and a...
Debbie told us there's a rat problem at the apartment.
Who's that?
Your girlfriend.
Our daughter.
Debbie. Yes. Sorry, I'm on the phone with her now. Babe, why did you call me?
You called me.
Okay, I'm hanging up.
She's in the other room. Do you want to
see
her?
Come inside, yes. Kevin.
Kevin, I have a question for you. Are you dissatisfied with the relationship?
No. I love her. I couldn't be more happy.
Okay, so she's providing you with everything you need.
Absolutely. Do you get Dirty Sanchez's?
What?
I'm sorry. This is not...
So I just wanted to call you guys in.
Is there more cheese or no?
That's the full amount of cheese we have. That's the full amount of cheese we have.
Good thing we're not rats.
As your cousin, I'm disturbed.
The crostini breads?
What we have is on the plate, Debbie. What we have is on the plate. Okay? Listen, tomorrow the whole family's going to get together, okay? And I want it to be nice. I don't know if you can't bring your boyfriend, if you guys are going to be fighting.
Oh, my God.
If you're not, it's fine. But what cannot happen again is talking about obscene sex positions.
Spicy mustard? Is this spicy mustard?
It's mustard. It's stone ground. Some people think it has a little kick to it, but it's not a spicy mustard. You can't be talking about obscene sex stuff in front of everyone. You're talking about this stuff like it's okay. It's not okay. No, there's something wrong with you.
Healthy.
No, Louise, there is something wrong with you.
Jennifer, stop. Jennifer, don't do that to my mom.
Open up.
Your mom is telling people they can't be in relationships unless they're providing horrible services.
Hey, oh my God. Have you seen what a great relationship we have?
Yes.
Have you seen another?
I don't see a great relationship.
He does for me. I do for him.
Too much.
Jennifer, you're dating a fucking rat, okay?
I'm not dating a rat.
You're dating a fucking rat.
I'm not dating a rat. I'm married to a rat.
Well, whatever. He's a fucking rat.
So you're going to marry a rat. Well, this is going to be tricky, but it's not impossible. Selecting for chapter 4, where I say how to seduce a rat.
Hey, Snoofa, sorry to chime in there. Just for the audiobook.
Did we get it?
We got a little bit of it.
What happened to the rest of it?
Well, your tongue is getting huge, and just we're not catching
it. It kind of swelled up.
Yeah, it did.
It kind of swelled up, but I can come in tomorrow for the
We got to get it today.
I don't know if I can do the rat seduction chapter with my tongue this big.
It's all good, but we just got to get it today, okay?
I'm in my, you got any ice to kind of get this thing down?
Yeah, I can put the AC on in the room. Put your tongue next to the AC.
Whoa, that's not working.
Kevin, do you mind sitting down in my office with me?
I'd love to.
I got you this tattoo gun.
Cool.
Yeah, I think so too. I think it's going to help a lot with your relationship and generally your memory.
What relationship?
Well, let me just start this first one. And we're going to write Debbie on your arm.
Wait, is this my tattoo gun or yours?
Well, it's going to be yours.
Feeling like it's yours.
Well, it was mine. I used to do a lot of prison tats, but I don't need it anymore, Kevin. So this is my daughter's name. And then
Debbie.
Yeah.
So it's right there.
Now you've always got it. So anything you need to remember.
All those things I forget.
Yes.
We will tattoo on me.
Not we, you.
Me.
I'm starting you off on the right foot.
I'm going to tattoo myself?
I'm not always going to be there with you. I'm just your father.
You just have all these tattoos of you on there. Just your face everywhere on your body.
I know. It's to remind me of who I am. This way I never need to look in a mirror.
Kevin, I love you.
Who are you?
What? I'm Debbie. Look at your forearm.
Oh, right.
You covered it over with a picture of yourself. Kevin!
I'm Kevin.
Kevin!
Some people call it a rat infestation. Some people call it a family. If you didn't know the family,
Now, if you excuse me, I'm listening to this audiobook.
I'm going to my mom's. I can't.
Have you ever made eye contact with a rat?
Yeah.
Well, have you ever found out that rat was making eye contact with you too?
Yes, I have.
I was imagining it. Rats love eye contact. So here's the thing. If you want to marry a rat, this is when you make your move. Look deep in their eyes. Give them a little pick of twiddly little, like a twisty tie. If you give them a twisty tie and they accept the twisty tie, congratulations.
This is so helpful.
You got a rat bride.
Debbie, what are you doing here? It's 2 a.m.
I know. I was going to sleep outside, but I saw the light on.
Maybe you should come back in the morning.
Oh, you're asking me to leave, Dad?
You're going
to
wake
me up. You won't even let me come in. I don't care if I wake mom up. I'm just going to sleep in the fucking yard.
It's 2 a.m.
Why are you up, huh?
Because you knocked on the door.
Well, by accident, my head slipped. Look, you know what? Forget it.
Okay, fine. Come inside.
Oh, what's going on?
Oh, you woke your mother up.
What is happening? It's so late. What time is it?
It's 2 a.m.
Oh, my God.
I left Kevin.
You left Kevin? Oh, my God.
He tattooed it all over his body.
What are you
picture
talking
of himself.
About? Tattoo?
Was, yes.
Oh, that was
How did it get started with tattoos?
I don't know.
How did that happen?
I don't know.
He didn't say who gave it to him? He didn't remember?
No.
Oh, God. Well, I guess we'll never know.
That's right.
God, I'm just so scared. And then I found all these rat pellet droppings everywhere, and I think...
Honey, maybe it's just not the one.
I know.
You
I
were just, so close. But just, he kept forgetting everything.
It's just so hard.
Well, of course it is. Look at you.
Oh, my God.
You know what? We're going to go to the retreat as a family again. Okay? We're going to work on you.
Yeah, okay.
Right?
Sexy families unite. Everybody get in a big huddle. Touch each other. It's fine.
Oh, wow.
What do you need to give your partner? Everything. Connie. Jumped right ahead there. We've got a few returning champs from our sexy family run funds.
And we're going to be screening Horsecock tonight. So. Oh, our favorite.
Everybody grab your popcorn bucket that has a hole in the bottom.
Mom, fell for that last year.
Dirk?
Yeah.
Sorry to pull you aside. Debbie, I don't know if you remember me.
I do.
Yeah, I was in
the... I've got a great memory.
Oh, my God. That's fantastic. I love memory. I think memory is hot.
Are you going to the Dirty Sanchez workshop at 5 o'clock?
Oh, I was... thinking about it, I didn't have anyone to go with.
Well, it's full, but I bought 2 spots.
Oh, well then whoever you're taking must be really lucky.
Whoever I'm taking?
Yeah.
Her name's Debbie.
Oh, she must be really nice.
I mean you.
What?
Me? Yeah.
I would love to go.
Hey, check out this tat that I just got.
Oh my God, that's a picture of other people.
Yeah, that's right.
Their faces aren't filled in.
Well,
so you have an opportunity to
I don't know who they're going to be, but they could be me and you.
Oh my God. I would love that.
I'm so happy they're showing Horsecock tonight. Have you seen it?
Me too. I have seen the entire franchise. It's crazy.
Oh, yeah. They're going to show the whole trilogy.
Yeah, I know.
Do you guys know which way the Krusty Cowboy Workshop is?
I think it's right by the Saddle Ranch.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Anyway, I'll see you at 6 o'clock for the Sanchez Workshop.
It's at 5 o'clock.
I forgot.
I remembered.
Do you want to? My dad brought his Jaguar. Do you just want to get out of here and just go into the city?
He's got a big cat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let's ride it into the city.
Get in there. Hi, yes. We'd like a table for 2.
2 people?
2 people.
Oh. Did you make a reservation?
We didn't.
Is there a problem?
Yeah, I guess.
No, they just want a table for 2 people, but
what's
they didn't
problem,
make...
What's the problem,
Jennifer? There isn't a problem. I'm just doing the math here. 2 people.
Right.
No reservation.
No reservation.
No reservation.
And no reservations.
Oh. Well, that's sir? 2 different things.
Yeah. Sir, can you pull that shirt up?
We'll do anything.
Sir? She asked nicely to pull your shirt up.
It's a scoop neck. It's too low.
Pull it up?
No, not that way. Not that way. Okay. Cover your breasts, sir.
Dirk.
Like, I'm proud of the breasts that I have.
Oh, God. That's hot.
Here, right this way. I've got a booth for you.
Oh, my God. Is that Snoofa?
That is Snoofa.
She's huge. Oh, my God.
You got a vichyssoise. My rat friend would like the vichyssoise. I'll have a Caesar salad with a Cobb salad on top.
Oh, my God.
Oh, she's dining with a rat.
That's her husband.
That's her husband?
That's her husband.
Really?
Yes. You didn't see that thing in E?
I did.
I can feel your little hairy eyeballs on me. What are you looking at? My husband?
Sorry, we're just big fans.
We're big fans, Snoofa.
We don't mean to bother you.
I'm not bothered. This is my happy face. Great to see you.
Good to see you, too.
Good to see you.
Y'all a couple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Y'all like rats?
Yeah.
Okay, your meal's on me.
Oh, my God.
I'm rolling in audiobook money.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. It's going to be weird now because you're sitting so close to me. I guess we ought to sit together. This was my husband.
What's his name?
He'll tell you himself.
Nice to meet you. I'm Dirk.
Oh, he's a cut up. Shut up. Shut up.
Can I ask you how the two of you make it work?
lots of eye contact, snacks together. I don't ever kill his family. Those are the big things that make it work for us. Communication. Never go to bed angry.
Yeah, that's, I get that.
All right, who had the appletini?
Me. Okay. He drinks like a little sissy, but I love him.
And you had the Long Island iced tea.
I did, yeah, all yeah, right, yeah.
Enjoy. Let me know if there's anything else I can get you.
Well, we don't want to bother. We just want to say hi, and it was a pleasure meeting both of you.
Total pleasure.
Total pleasure is absolutely right.
Just so you know, Snoofa said that she'd pick up our tab, so.
Yes, but I'll need to hear that from her.
Okay. Yeah. Snoofa? Oh, no. Snoofa.
Oh, God, the rat's eating her. Oh, God. Oh, God, it's taking her eyes out.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. Snoofa, say you'll pay for our dinner.
Did the rat ever actually eat again or just a little Snoofa on the side? Aww. Tune in next time. That's our show for today. No. Let's go around and thank all of our alchemists. James Heaney.
Oh, thanks for listening, guys. It's been a pleasure.
Do you have any message to the listeners you'd like to directly make to them?
Yeah. Please go to the West Side Comedy Theater on the second and fourth Wednesdays and the first Sundays of the month.
So nothing about us in the podcast.
Well, that was, we'll also definitely make a review, but we pleaded at the beginning, right? did I do this right, Kevin?
You're doing so well.
And is this shirt really as good as it?
Yeah, as good as Samuel thinks it is?
Yeah.
I think so.
Well, thank God.
Joey Greer?
Yeah.
Thanks so much for being here.
Hey, a pleasure to be here. I just want to say everybody. I want to say everybody.
Okay.
Well, you did.
Now that you've said that.
Good job. That's it.
Yeah. At Jebby Grieber on Instagram, posting the shows, fun stuff, sensitive information about Craig.
You had some prizes you wanted to offer up to one of our listeners.
I did. I wanted to offer up to...
If they have some sort of contest.
To Danny, you know who you are, and you know what you want. All right, so come and get it.
Okay. Yeah. Congratulations, Danny. If, in fact, you know what you are. And what you want, come and get it.
Come and in get it.
Oh, okay, Vanessa Ragland.
Hi.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for reviews. Keep writing them. Sorry I say dirty things.
Oh, please. We wouldn't have the listeners without it.
Check out DynastyTypewriter.com or on Instagram, Dynasty Typewriter.
If you know what's good for you, that is. Craig Kukowski?
Anybody who's willing to animate horse cock, there is an
Please!
There's an eccentric billionaire waiting to pay you $75,000.
Named Tim. Yes, please. And thanks, obviously, to all of you who are sending us emails and requests and information and scene suggestions, but also the animation. Yeah, I have to start sharing with you guys. People are explaining certain aspects of their lives to us in these emails.
Aww.
And it's really sweet and kind of touching.
Love it.
Yeah. Let's thank Engineer to the Stars, Doug Bain.
Bain.
Bain, 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 bain. Our post sound design artist, Rafael
Brito. Brito.
Sophie Lichtenman, our producer.
Sophie.
And iHeartMedia. I encourage all of you to write a review. Please tell everyone you've ever met and write to us at yournamehere@alchemythis.com. I really do love going through your emails. So please keep sending them along. And some of you are repeat emailing. I love that. You're engaged. You give a damn. And I just want to say thanks. Your name here at alchemythis.com. I am Kevin Pollack. And until next time,
Alchemythis.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks,
Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.
Are you spending more time in your basement now that it's your rec room, office, kids' playroom, or home gym? Well, you need to ventilate those spaces to remove stagnant, musty air. For over 20 years, the Easy Breathe ventilation system exchanges dirty, damp air for cleaner, drier, healthier air. Take charge of your indoor air with your own Easy Breathe ventilation system. You can get it installed, or DIY kits are available. Just call 866-822-7328 or visit takechargeofyourair.com and receive 20% off today.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.